How many tabs do you have open, dog?
Oh, close some shit.
What are you doing? God. The fuck is wrong with you?
What are you, an old woman?
It's like the end of solitaire, but reversed.
What does that even mean? What is that?
You know, you ever beat solitaire?
Yeah.
And the cards go...
Okay. I'm sorry, how?
No, you can't do it twice. There's no back-to-back solitaire.
It's like a John Woo movie in here.
Start it, Ian. Do the thing. Tell them that, hey, this is what we're doing at the place with the stuff. Go.
That's not even at all. That's not how this works.
I don't think he's ever done a show before. Works.
You're not allowed to talk anymore.
Do the thing.
I would turn off your microphone, but it's also my microphone.
Kind of defeats the purpose of that one. How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? This is the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I am your good boy, Ian. To my left, that crooked on our shoulder, is Kyle.
So we're sticking with good boy.
I think that's good, just good.
Okay.
Good is just a mouthful. And you know me, I can't chew very much.
True.
And to his left, that might have a child, Jared.
Nobody can see that.
Yep. There's no cameras today, so that was good. I hope they can just hear your jacket.
You told me I wasn't allowed to talk anymore.
Hey, what was the rule? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ben, can you bleep the rest of that out, please?
And that, to his left, our leader, Bright North Star, Gage.
I was so conflicted about what just happened with the Jared thing. I didn't know what to think. I was like, all right, he's not talking, but they won't get it. Oh my God, he's talking. He's breaking the rule.
Yeah, you know what that means, right? Every rule you break, you lose a finger.
Oh, shit.
That was one.
That counts as making sounds, so that's an extra finger.
Oh no, he's gonna punch us all out.
He's winding up.
All right, so I hope you all enjoyed our special Christmas episode.
I thought you were ending this episode just now. I hope you liked that. Make sure you subscribe to this 2-minute podcast.
We had a good run.
Yeah.
So, yes, I hope you enjoyed our Christmas episode, our special video with all of us in our special Christmas suits. Except for everybody else that wasn't me.
I wore green and red.
All right.
All right.
So, if you couldn't find that video, or if you didn't even know we had a video, then it's probably because you're stupid.
And you didn't try.
We told you where to go. It's on YouTube. It's also on all of the links for our WordPress and our Facebook. It's on Twitter. You know, just look. Just open your eyes. Use your eye. So yeah, go there, follow us, rate us. If you rate us and give us a review, we will read that review at the end of every episode. Not like that one review, obviously. I'm not going to sit here and read the same reviews every week. True. Unless you want me to. Unless you give us 5 stars. If you give us a 5-star and don't write us a review, we'll just read a random review that was already given to us. Again.
That makes sense.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all that jazz. Subscribe on Facebook. Well, no, that's not right. All right, so let's get into
what did you say?
I don't know. I think I had a stroke.
You said that
was on Snapchat?
No, I said subscribe on Facebook.
We do have a Snapchat, though, right?
Do we? Do we?
That's no, true. We have a Snapchat.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what it is? I have no idea.
Jared made it, so. And Jared also talked earlier, so I'm pretty upset, actually, about this now.
I can't wait for you to reach across the table and punch the shit
I'm gonna
out of
smack,
I'm between them. I don't
I'm smack
I'm not
the
a
face
fan.
Off your face. I'm going to smack your eyes crossed.
Ooh. Should have brought Stretch Armstrong back. Smacked him silly with it.
There you go.
You can just... Jared, just start talking. The visual
gag
only goes
everyone's just
going to so
hear
far.
that like, sloppy just, mouth... That's like, yeah, that sloppy mouth
I don't remember
chill.
What I made the password for the Snapchat.
God damn.
It's probably the password we use for everything.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Hackers. don't guess it, hackers.
Did I make it my password? Nope.
I hope not.
That'd be too convenient.
Oh, I think I know what I made it.
Do you need a hint?
No.
Was there a security question?
No, it's okay. I got it. It's fine.
When was the first time you saw boobs?
Huh? No. The security question is...
A good callback.
Yeah.
I don't remember what my answer was for that. I know I didn't.
My answer was, yep.
Uh-huh. So what's those these days?
It is... Toby Majanuary?
No, I thought it was Spider-Man.
What the fuck is Toby Majanuary?
It's almost better. Toby Maguire. See,
the thought was there, but like...
Oh my god.
It's Spider-Manuary.
No,
second.
No, it's Tony Maguire now.
We're changing it.
It's Tony Maguire.
Yeah, Tony Maguire. Respectively.
He's not a magician. It sounds like he's a magician at this point. Wait, was he?
Maguire.
Maguire. Schwa.
Majazzercise.
So it is Tuesday the 2nd, and it is National Buffett Day.
National Buffet Jimmy Day. Buffett Day.
Yes.
Thank you, Jimmy Buffett, for the buffets you invented.
Hell yeah.
In Margaritaville.
Thank you for the Margarita Buffet.
Marguerite.
Mm-hmm. You know, just everything. Sunglasses, flip-flops.
Now, what's your favorite kind of buffet? Bowl buffet.
Not Golden Corral.
I
Golden
don't
Corral is
really
so overrated.
Like buffets at all.
The trough. Golden Corral. Are you
really?
Kidding me?
No.
Well, so there is where I used to work. There was a Mandarin place next to it, and it was a buffet.
Isn't that an Iron Man villain?
Yes.
Yeah, the Mandarin.
Yeah.
I used to go to the Mandarin's and get, it was like, it was Mongolian style food.
Mm-hmm.
So good to have it.
Were they number one?
They weren't.
Mongolia number one.
Okay.
Let him talk.
No, he's allowed to talk.
I didn't do all this sound checking.
I'll do whatever I want.
Sit here. Why'd you look at me?
Yeah, I'm sassy at Gage over here.
He looked for approval at first. He's like, can I?
Please?
Is it okay that I said that, Gage?
Yeah.
You are the Mic Master 5000.
That's what they call me.
This is DJ name.
Mm.
Make it a Mic Master.
Yeah, I don't like buffets.
That's fair.
Don't give a shit about
it. I love buffets because I can pay $1 amount and eat all of the food that I want until I die.
But the food's never good.
I don't care.
It's always just like, no.
I've wondered this. Sure. So, you know how you can go to Golden Corral for breakfast?
You shouldn't, but yeah.
What if you went to Golden Corral and stayed there all day?
I think after a certain time, they make you pay again. Like, if you cross
from breakfast to lunch?
When you cross from breakfast to lunch, I think they make you pay again.
Nah, that can't be real.
Do you sign a contract when you go in?
Yes.
With
your own blood, actually.
Okay.
When you sit down, there's a needle on your seat.
Yeah. But Jess Foxworthy would be the guy that you have to talk to about that. Because he was the guy that's like, you can't mix lunch and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's him. But what if you go straight to dinner? Because you can have breakfast for dinner all the time.
Okay.
If you go straight to dinner, I think you're in the clear. I think it kind of like works its way like a clock.
You just go sit in the bathroom until dinner? After breakfast?
Don't go to the bathroom.
You just sit in there?
Yeah.
With like a bucket of cheese maybe?
No, so you don't. So when they bring you the second bill for your lunch, you're like, you don't pay it. Hmm. You wait till dinner. And it's like, well, you ever have pancakes for dinner? Dog. That's what I grew up on. And you get, and they bring that to chocolate fountain, and you watch the kids put their hands in it.
See, yeah, that's the thing. Chocolate fountain, like, can you put anything, like, chocolate on anything?
Yes.
Yeah, you get a ribeye, chocolate.
Cool. That sounds great.
Drumstick, chocolate.
Mm. Yeah. Chocolate.
Yeah. Marshmallow, chocolate.
They'll even let you do this, and I've done it, but they tell you can't, but you can. Mm-hmm. You can take your hand and scoop out the mashed potatoes with your hand, and then make a little, punch it
right.
with the other hand to make a little divot, and then put that in the chocolate, and then do that and eat it straight there in front of everybody and make a scene. They say you're not supposed to do it, but you can do it. They'll let you do it if you ask hard enough.
I could see that.
Yeah.
If you ask hard enough.
You gotta be really persistent.
You're allowed to do anything if you have a gun.
Trump's America.
He's got a point.
Hashtag my Golden Corral.
Hashtag Ooh. MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make America great again. Yeah.
Sorry, we're not getting political here, Kyle.
Yeah, you're
like going crap.
Wow. Yeah,
moving on.
Right.
Yeah. It is also National Cream Puff Day, which I probably, you probably could find at a Golden Corral. So
chocolate.
Kyle, it's your
chocolate.
Day.
Chocolate.
This is Kyle's day.
Damn it, Jared.
Why are you a cream puff?
I don't get it.
They're mad because I made them laugh today.
I don't get it.
You engage? Mad because I made you laugh.
All right.
Wait, just now?
Yep.
Because you said cream puff?
With my sweet cream puff joke. Sorry, Kyle. Your hair is kind of puffy, though.
Okay.
Oh, that's
like
the
it.
Joke.
I like it.
I don't get it.
I want to go over there and play with it.
Please don't.
I'll play with mine.
Cool.
There you go. Okay.
Let's not touch me.
I did it.
We did.
Kind of jealous. Gross. It's also National Science Fiction Day.
Ooh, okay. So like the moon landing.
Yes.
I don't believe in science fiction.
I think really?
Everything is real.
Okay.
Here we fucking go. That's it. There's no more to that thought. Don't look at him for anything else, Kyle. He had nothing else. He was like, "That's just Hologram."
Yeah, that's just it. That's what I have.
Infinite possibilities, man. You can't prove it's not there.
That's true. You can't prove that nothing is not real.
I'm not going to think about that for too long. Cool.
Hurts my head.
Yeah, right? Don't think about it.
Well, because prove that nothing is not real. And I'm like,
it's not real.
Not in the not and the won't and the doesn't. Can't happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Time, space.
Yeah. If you have a can opener that stops working, does that make it a can't opener?
I mean, that just it becomes a piece of scrap metal at that point.
Gage didn't like that very much.
I just put my head in my fucking hands. I just fucking wish I wasn't here.
Oh, I just saw a vein. Just like
someone told me that our pictures for the Christmas thing is like the perfect representation of what we're like on the podcast.
That's why I picked those pictures.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah. So that's it for the Tuesday.
Yeah. For some reason, our audio just cut out, but it's all right. So the pictures are a good representation of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Perfect representation of me.
Jerry looks like a goddamn child with a hat pulled over his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's like, I can't believe you said that.
I'm a businessman that does business.
And I'm just kind of just rubbing my temples like, I can't believe I'm sitting here. So there you go.
So, I don't know if you guys remember. We played guidance counselor not too long ago.
You're asking us if we remember.
Yeah.
The people that were here 2 weeks ago when that happened.
That was 2 weeks ago?
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Yep. Well, I have a few more guidance counselor questions for you guys.
Okay.
You guys are the best guidance counselors, I think, that I've found so far. So I've got a few questions. I want to see how you guys will handle this. Just in case. You know, I don't know nobody like this. You know? So let's say Mr. Jenkins walks in and he's got young Billy by the scruff of his collar, and mm-hmm. he says, "Mr. Guidance Counselor, young Billy here, he was repping some color, and he's using some curse words."
What color?
All of them.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
I like that. Who was his name?
Young Billy.
I like that he's inclusive.
Yes.
Is this Y-U-N-G, Billy?
Yes.
Okay.
Young Billy.
I would kind of thought that Ian was going to be like, how is he spelling Billy? Y-U-N? I don't know.
Young? That's a weird word. But no, he's... And I want you to consult him and guide him.
Those are almost all the vowels.
About gang activity and gang violence and how to stay away from gangs. And what would you do?
So does young Billy have any gang tattoos at this point?
He has those stick-on tattoos that you get from like the quarter machine.
Fuck yes.
And where are they? Like where's he got them at?
He's got sleeves of them, and then he's also got like up to his neck.
Up to his neck. Okay, Billy, become a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know why you'll be famous, but you will.
Young Billy.
And then you just remember who told you this idea,
Mr. Guidance. Mr. Guidance Counselor.
And then when you got that hot new album and you need a feature, you get Mr. Guidance on there to throw some heat.
All right.
Kyle? You got it. Okay, sorry.
Go ahead.
You got to treat a fucking gang, Billy. Talking to you, young Billy. Treat a gang like a prison. You go in there and you punch the biggest motherfucker in that gang and you assert dominance and you take over from the inside. That's what you do. You wear those fucking rainbow colors with pride, young man. And you get in there and kick some ass in that gang, and you say, "I'm number one rainbow gang man." All right?
Is that the gang? Is that what the gang called?
It is now.
Yeah.
Rainbow gang. Rainbow gang man.
All the colors.
Okay.
In there. Or they're not all combined colors.
On the street, though, they just call it the bow gang. But,
yeah.
You know.
And then, what did you do? You make yourself look as ratchet as possible. I don't know if you're familiar with that word.
No.
I don't exactly know what it means either, but I'm going to use it here.
But do it.
Ratchet. You can be bougie. You can be extra.
I don't know what's going on.
Any of those?
I just learned extra the other day. But you can be all those things. And then here's what you do. Take your newfound success and your newfound family, because they'll take you in as one of your own.
Fam.
Yeah. Fam. If you lock one of them up, one of them's got to be a preferred kind of relationship status if you want. So you lock one of them up. Not in jail, but like you marry that person right away. And then...
Wait, one of the guys in the gang?
Or if there's a girl in there.
It's a rainbow gang, so...
Well, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
But they could be.
Okay.
And then, make a music video. Doesn't matter what the song is. You could even cover any, like, you could cover Mambo Number 5 for all I fucking care. Make the music video. Guaranteed success.
Now, what if he asked about guns?
What about them? You have them. All of them.
Oh, what if he's like, I'm carrying one now?
Good. Get more. Get one that you can strap to your calf. Get one you can hide in your boot. Get one in your front of your belt and one in the back of your belt.
He says, I have one in my boot right now.
Yeah.
Have him hell whip yes. it out.
Whip it out?
Yeah.
He pulls out a fully automatic M16.
Out of his boot.
He says, Billy. This is what I'm repping.
Okay.
And then in his pocket, he pulls out a small Uzi.
Small Uzi.
We'll call that a smoothie.
Yeah, a smoothie. Okay. And he says, this is what I rep, and is this cool?
I would say, is this it? Is this all you have?
That's all.
Is this all you have?
Going that route.
No mines, no grenades. Light. You think this is protection? This isn't protection.
Look, we're always told we're supposed to encourage the fucking youth.
Yeah.
And here we are. Follow your goddamn dreams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jared, you got anything else to add to that?
That's light as fuck. I agree with Kyle. You gotta have more.
Bougie.
What is that? What is that word?
You gotta have more. You gotta have landmines, grenades, great grenades, good grenades, grenades,
master grenades. It's like a white shark and then a great white shark.
Yeah.
I think great ape.
You gotta have the grenades. Grape ape? The great grenades, the ultra grenades, the master grenades. You gotta have them all.
Okay.
Master grenades?
Yeah. Safari grenades.
Yeah.
Everything.
All these things.
Nest grenades.
Yeah.
Water grenades.
Repeat grenades.
Nest grenades.
Timed grenades. I think they all are timed
grenades. And Jared's like, wait a minute. Is this gangs or Pokemon Go? I'm not understanding.
Well, the difference here.
The colors.
Gotta catch them all. All the felonies.
All right. So you guys think you handled that comfortably?
Yeah. If you look, get friends. Get in a gang.
Would you just join like a rival gang to really see if he's up to par?
Well, that's the thing is he's in all of them.
He's in all of them?
He's repping all the colors.
Young Billy for life.
Does everybody else know that he's repping all gangs? He doesn't have really affiliation to one specific gang?
I don't know. Okay. That's for him to know.
This kid sounds so cool. He's not a fucking narc, though, is he?
He sounds very conflicted, and I'm worried about him. Very much.
He sounds like an overachiever to me.
That's true.
Know about this kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm intimidated now.
Oh, he's intimidating you now.
By the success of this kid to be in all these gangs? Fuck yeah, he's intimidating. I'm going to quit.
We have a quitting guidance counselor?
Shit. I feel like I've done my duty. But I'll take on one more job.
Just one more job? All right. So, you have Mr. or Mrs. Riley. She's got two kids by the ears. Straight lobed. Lobed out. And she's pulling them. And it's little Sally. It's not Lil, it's just Sally. Sally.
Lil Debbie.
Sally and Jacob. And she's like, these two were in the stairwell licking face and eating hands. And that's PDA. Why would you to handle that and tell and help them? Because PDA is not okay.
I jump up and immediately kiss Miss Riley on the face.
Damn it! That's what I was gonna do.
Alright, and then
And I say PDA is not wrong.
Fucking make out with everyone.
When you do that,
I like how this Ian's pulled on his DM hat. Well, when you do that, it's what happens.
Well, I know. I was like, roll a D20. I was gonna say you do that, and when you unlock the suction, you pull her dentures out.
Oh no!
And okay. She's gummed out.
All right.
And she's like, oh, no, no, the kids. And then she leaves.
Oh, do I get to keep the dentures?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're there. That's fine. Still there.
That's fine. That goes in my inventory.
Okay. So how do you guys discuss PDA with these two kids that are straight licking toes?
Here's what you do. You said, Miss Riley, what would you rather have him do? Fuck at home with no parental guidance or fuck right in front of me for with parental guidance so I can make sure that everything's going on right, sure everything's happening the right way. There's no missteps or accidents happening. I want to be there for that kid.
So you would cheer them on?
Yeah. Fuck right now, kids.
I don't think you can do that.
He's a guidance counselor.
Well, he did say this was going to be his last job.
Last hurrah. Get these kids to fuck.
He's getting fired up.
Fuck these kids.
I wonder why.
Listen, you just gotta get it done. You get it done the one time, yeah, and then they're over it. And then they don't do it as much, and you're like, all right, cool. Or they do it a lot more. But you got that first time, have some guidance. Parental, you know, guidance. Or me.
All right.
Guiding them.
Kyle?
You go to your desk, you grab your giant Halloween candy ball that you have, and just give them like a handful of condoms. Be like, go for it.
Out of your candy? Why do you have
condoms? No, I'm just saying there's that many of them. Like, it's a huge bowl.
It's a candy bowl. The top layer is candy. The bottom layer is all condoms.
So yeah. if you got one of those kids that are overachievers, like young Billy, mm-hmm. he reaches in and pulls out a wad of condoms.
Mm-hmm. Right. But here's the thing. They're already unwrapped.
No, they're not.
No.
Okay.
No.
So they're like...
freshly rinsed, yes.
I was going to say, like, tampered with.
Oh, no. No.
Be like, this is what happens, bitch.
That's crazy.
So they're washed. They aren't used.
No.
Are they stale?
No, they're not. No. They're not stale.
Need to lube it up yourself.
Yeah. Does it just smell like a Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah. Is it a Stretch Armstrong?
It might be a Stretch Armstrong.
Pull out a small Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong with all the sand ripped out of it.
Yeah, there you go.
A gutted Stretch Armstrong. Yeah.
That was almost a Christmas gift.
How would you handle the PDA situation with
He's like that dentures out of a person's face. Is that what he wanted?
Y'all saw what I did. Just, you know what?
I'm going to kiss you next.
You don't get the fuck out of my office. I'm going to rip your teeth out.
Kissing and ripping.
She didn't have dentures.
Yeah.
If you kiss again, your teeth are going to fall out. Remember that.
Now it's urban legends again.
Yeah, now we're back to those. But then again, nothing is science fiction, so that's real. Yeah.
So see, now they got to live with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn, so...
Oh, I'm sorry, are we boring you?
No, I'm just like...
You're yawning while you're in your sentence.
No, that's that. Thank you. Thank you for guiding these kids.
Who gave the best advice?
I don't like that. I don't like that question at all. I don't want to give that ever.
You got it, you don't have to.
All right. Well, I am gone now.
Play the music.
I don't have music ready. Meddy.
So my New Year's resolution is going to be to not be a guidance counselor anymore.
My news year.
What's up, my news?
My fake news year resolution.
Happy New Year's.
That
actually makes sense.
God. Idiot.
Drunk. Drunk.
Oh, I'm fucked.
You all right there?
What?
You all right? I'm good.
Continue.
So, it's the new year. It's hot 2018.
Is that what you're calling it? Hot 2018?
Hot 2018. Because that's
he's probably already trademarked that.
Yeah. 98
degrees.
Yeah. So, hot 2018.
Do you say it and then forget it?
Well, no. I was trying to think, like, can I, like, 20 great teen, maybe? No. That's going to be the hashtag for this year, 20 great teen, for all of your New Year's resolutions.
2018.
Ooh. If that can be your New Year's resolution, I hate people this year.
No, teens. Specifically. Okay. I hate teens.
Hey, all right. I'm going with 20 great teen because I think the 2018 is going to be a great year. I got all my New Year's resolutions already picked out. I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to start eating healthy.
20 bait teen. Just spanking.
I'm going to.
20 skate teen. Get out them rollerblades.
Oh, skate fast. Oh, eat shit. Ass.
Yo.
So, what are some really stupid?
What even is that?
What?
I've heard that somewhere, and I'm like, I gotta yell it. Anytime someone's talking about skating, I gotta yell, skate fast, eat ass.
What even is that?
Is that Element's? Is that Element's new logo now?
Yeah, well, there's two things in life, and there's two things in my 2018. I'm gonna skate fast. I'm gonna skate skateboards, roller skates, a scooter, even. And I'm gonna eat ass for all year. I'm opening up new doors here, people.
You're closing them. Skate fast, eat ass.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to interrupt. No, it's funny. It was funny.
Play skate team.
What are some common New Year's resolutions that people don't typically follow up on?
So, like, so they false have
New Year's resolutions. Okay. Like, I'm going to go to the gym.
I'm not going
to
eat salmon.
And then they go and they get a New Year's gym membership, right? Mm-hmm. And then they go to the gym for a week and then they stop going. And then they don't even cancel their gym membership. They just keep going and paying for it and paying for it, and they don't go to the gym.
Hi, ever. Jarrett. Welcome. I do that all the time.
Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Hi.
Welcome, Kyle. I don't know what you're talking
about. My name's Kyle. I haven't been to the gym in 4 months.
Can we talk for a second how you got that gym membership?
Sure. Why don't you go for it?
Okay.
Yeah, and when?
I think we actually went over this on the podcast.
Did we? I don't think we did.
Okay. So, me and Kyle wanted to go to the gym, and Jarrett didn't. So we're like, fuck it. We'll go to the gym and get swole.
At the time, we both had the same, like, shift.
Yeah, right, we had work. The same shift at the time.
Right, right.
And
that tells you how long ago it was.
This was at least a year and a half ago. Maybe two. So.
No.
So, we were, we went to this, the LA Sportsplex, and to get to Body Renew, we're gonna do Body Renew stuff. And, we went and talked, and the guy gave us, like, all the options. He was like, this is what you can do, I was like, oh, that sounds good. And I was like, what are you gonna do? Kyle goes, we'll think about it. And he started to walk away.
No, we walked out.
We walked out of the place. We left, and he was like, I really wanted to do it. And I was like, well, let's go back in then. And sign up. He goes, we can't do that. I said, well, think about it. And we left. I was like, no, we got this. And we walked back in. And Kyle goes, so we thought about it.
The guy must have been like, you were gone in 20 seconds.
Because I was waiting for you to make the decision to do it. And you never did. And the pressure fell on me. And I just couldn't handle it.
We'll think about it. And he just left.
Bye. As spaghetti was falling out of my pockets.
Yep. It was great. Yeah, that's how we got our gym memberships. I've gone... 3 times.
Hell yeah.
I think I've gone about 3 times too.
Yeah. Wow, I've gone 0 times because I don't make that New Year's resolution.
Well, it wasn't a New Year's resolution, I don't think, was it?
Nope. Oh. It was like in the middle of June. But yeah.
New resolution.
Yeah, it's a mid-year resolution.
A mid-year resolution.
So what are your guys' resolutions for this year?
You want a real run?
A real run. Mm-hmm. A real run.
We skate fast and eat ass. Go real runs.
Yeah. My resolution for this year is my same resolution for last year because I didn't do it. I want to learn how to play piano. That's what I want to do.
I'll teach you how to play piano.
You know how to play?
Yeah.
I want to learn.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. Not a joke at all.
Why piano?
Because I want to play an instrument. I feel like I play piano.
It's you as like a lute player.
Yeah.
You should play mandolin. That'd be badass.
I don't even know what the hell you're saying. That's a place in Asia.
It's an orange.
Oh. Damn it.
Mandarin orange. Yeah. What about you, Drent?
For this year, my New Year's resolution? You know, be better at fantasy football.
That's what I was going to say.
That's a good one. That's a tough one.
It's over now.
Probably get accustomed to mayonnaise hot dogs, I think. Probably something I'm going to have to have happen anyways. So, why not make it a resolution? You know, whatever. And then I think for my other New Year's resolution is going to be to finally go to the moon. So, I figure nobody's done it before.
You're
going to
get fucked up on drugs.
Yeah, I figure nobody's done it before, so...
Weren't you just ragging on people for not following through with the resolutions? If you don't go to the fucking moon, I'm going to be pissed the fuck off.
I'm going to punch you in the dick.
And hey, even if you don't go to the moon, you'll still reach the stars.
Yeah.
Shut up, Kyle.
Shoot for the moon.
I didn't know this was 2018.
And even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Yeah, nobody saw the rainbow effect.
They wish they had.
All these visual effects coming in this week. We had the video podcast last week.
Hey, guess what? I did visuals last week, too, with the hat and the onesie and the lights around my neck.
You sure did.
Dropping my hot new Christmas album.
I'm going to try to drink as much soda as I can this year.
That's an interesting resolution. That's like the opposite of one, actually.
No.
How many per day?
So. 7.
See, probably like 12. Probably 5 Mountain Dew a day.
No, do 12.
That's not enough.
12?
Bigger go home.
That's true.
Each hour, it's a clean, you're awake.
Clean 12, Pat.
Every hour you're awake, you have to drink a soda.
That sounds pretty good.
You know how some people carry around gallons of water?
Mm-hmm.
2 liters of Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
Please, God, do that.
Yeah.
Just come into work every day with a 2 liter Mountain Dew. Just drink the whole thing.
I want you to get like a satchel, like a custom made satchel. You just set a 2 liter in and you hang it on your hip and you just fucking pull it out.
See, it's got a 2 liter on the hip and then it's got cans.
Like a bandolier of cans across your neck.
You know how people have, like, the gallon of water, and they have, like, incremented, like, okay, by this time I'm going to do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's going to be two. Just, like, one down the middle, and, like...
Lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
No, it's just going to say right now on the whole thing.
Yep, there you go. Chug.
Yeah. So that's probably my main one right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ian.
Oh, so I have two. One of them is to eat healthy because I every time that my girlfriend says we have to eat healthy, I say I want to die young, and she gets really upset. Mm. So that's gonna continue for sure.
Sure.
I couldn't eat healthy if I wanted to.
I can't either. It's so fucking hard. I love bad
it's
things.
So gross.
I think if I lose weight, I'll die.
That's accurate.
That's
I think,
also yeah. true for both of you.
Yes. And then the other one is to not die at a specific intersection that my mom thinks I'm going to die at.
All right. Ooh, can I add to mine?
Yeah.
Nope. Get hit in the crosswalk between work.
I was really going to say crotch. And I was like, I got
it could,
you.
It could be both at the same time, if he's lucky.
You're making dreams come true.
I wanted to add to mine, too. It's a popular one, though. Stop smoking. Because tomorrow, when we record this, it'll be the 31st. I plan to start smoking all day long. I just want to stop at midnight.
Smoking what?
Cigarettes.
So what flavor are you going with?
I just
with?
Imagine Gage, he goes at midnight tonight, buys one pack of cigarettes.
I really hope he does
whole,
that.
Just smokes a whole fucking thing.
And then throws up everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's what would happen.
Man. I don't think you smoke.
No, I don't
I
smoke.
Don't think any of us smoke.
No. Nope. No. Don't smoke. I don't do anything.
That would be funny as shit if you, like, started smoking tomorrow and
I'll
quit.
Show up at the New Year's party. Smoke.
I gotta go out.
I gotta 16 go packs to get
no,
through
no,
right
you have
now.
To, you have to, like, bundle yeah. them together. Do it at the end time.
When you smoke
you
want to
smoke cigarettes? All right, son. Here, smoke all these all at once.
I'm holding it.
Just yeah.
He's like he like grabs it like fucking just
yeah.
full hand just like and just starts like, burning the side of his hand
and just nick out.
Mm-hmm. Nick out with your dick out.
I don't know how well that's gonna sound. Just a bunch of noises.
Ah, whatever.
I don't know. We great. Listen to you going.
What?
Let's not do that again, please.
I don't think that noise went through.
So yeah, that was our New Year's resolutions. What do you guys think is the worst New Year's resolution to have?
I'm going to be kinder to people. No, you're not.
I think, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think John Wayne Gacy's was to switch from girls to boys.
Mm.
I don't think that went well.
No, that's rough. He did it.
That wasn't good for some people.
No, it's bad, obviously.
Yeah.
What about you, Jarrett? Was yours the kinder one?
Huh? Yeah.
Buy more pops.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna buy more pops. I know that. I'm almost at 200. My goal for 2018, 300.
300 more or 300?
No, 300 total.
Okay, can we do something, please?
What?
So this is something that I've done before, and I think that'd be really funny if we all did it. Mm-hmm. It's a little game I like to call No Shave 2018.
I win. No, I mean, I'm in. I don't win.
It's where
I'm
you
in.
Go the whole year without shaving once. Now, you're an actor.
I know. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, do it until you have to act. No Shave 2018.
I'm already in, so.
You have to shave New Year's Eve.
Nope.
Not clean happening. Shave.
No, I'm going to be smoking.
I'm not doing that.
I can't. I need a filter.
Count me out then.
Why?
I'm not shaving.
Why?
I'm not shaving.
But I would do it.
I know.
That's okay, but look, see, here's the thing. You will shave and then still pass me. So I need to keep what I've got.
Yeah, I think last time you shaved, I waited 2 weeks, then shaved, and then 2 weeks later I had more beard than you.
I know.
Are you afraid it won't come back?
I'm afraid it won't come back because the top of my hair is thinning out.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, and let's just do from the first on, you don't shave ever.
I'm not gonna.
And then see how long it'll get by the end of next year.
Honestly, I don't think I keep up a whole year doing it.
I can.
There's literally no point for me to.
No,
so.
There is.
No,
I
there's not.
You, Kyle.
I don't.
This will, y'all here. Here's what the after picture will look like. This still.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing will have changed.
I need to. I need to make a stipulation.
Patch,
I am still allowed to use scissors to cut
nope.
like, this little this
nope.
little guy.
Nothing. Because
it just grows into my mouth.
No, you have
it
to.
Literally, I kid you not. Grows
more
mouth
sound. Stop.
I'm sorry about that, but that's a part of No Shave 2018. You cannot cut the beard.
Okay, so see now it's no cut 2018.
No tamper 2018.
Are we just talking about my face.
Thought we were talking about eating ass.
We could do that.
Either then or
no, you can.
That's
eat.
My resolution.
You can eat ass, dude. Just makes a cushion.
It feels like a Brillo pad back
right?
there.
Maybe yours. But yeah, no shave, no cut, no nothing. 2018. Are you guys in?
No.
No.
I am.
Hell yeah. Well, me and Kyle, Darryl, will do it.
You'll get a third time. You only got three choices. Third one's always got to be right.
See, I was going to say, I'll give you $100 at the end of the year if you do it.
$100? Mine's not going to be as good, because I'm going to get a job in like 4 weeks. I don't have to shave anyway.
Just to do it. Just to do it. Not to have like the longest beard.
No, yeah, just to do it. That's all I'm asking is just to do it.
Nah.
No shaving.
Probably not worth $100 later.
I want to see Kyle with a beard so bad.
I do,
too.
So do I, Jared.
So bad. I want to see Kyle with a fucking beard. Kyle,
how can we convince you?
It looked like a child that fell like on a barbershop floor.
It looked like one of those Wooly Willy games where it got shook once. And,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everything had fallen around.
Kyle, how can we convince you to do this?
Nothing's going to happen. It's going to look the exact same, so there's no point in doing
it. Then why are you afraid?
I don't know.
Just do it, Kyle.
Jarrett, what are you doing?
He's going to give you straight-up money right now.
Why do you have a Hitler mustache?
If I can do it, if I can do it, Kyle can do it. You got to suffer through it.
Fine.
You got to suffer through the
you got to shake on it.
Killer.
You will no shave, no cut,
shave. No 2018. Shave 2018. Fucking hate.
Shake on it.
Oh, I'm already in.
Gage is too scared to do it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
But I just want to see Kyle do it.
Okay.
Like, that's what I really
want to
see.
I want to see hair grow off of Kyle's face so bad.
Kyle's like, I've just been waiting.
Finally, this is my chance.
At one time.
Peer pressure, got it.
So, yeah.
$100. We shook the $100 too.
Okay, that's fine.
Kidding.
Okay, that's fine too.
Do I still get $100?
Nope.
No.
Because you'll do it anyways.
Aw.
This is just to kind of get someone else on board. Because I know you'll do it. You're loyal.
Yeah.
You're like a small dog.
And I'm not. That's cool.
Well, I mean, I'm bigger than you. So I would say I'm like a big dog.
Well, I didn't say how small I was.
Cool. You like a rat?
Damn right.
This is fun.
So yeah, no shave 2018, no cut 2018. Jared, I got my eyes on you. I got cameras in your house. All right, I'll be watching.
Okay.
So beard, not downstairs either?
No, pubes and everything.
So I'm totally out.
No hair, like top of your head, no shave, no cut.
What? I can't get a haircut?
Oh, come on.
No, I'm kidding.
Getting
a top haircut. It's just your beard.
All right, I was about to say.
Just facial hair. Nah, you don't need to look like a Serbian downstairs.
Thank God.
You ever seen Harold and Kumar?
Yeah. So yeah, it's just your facial hair. And people at home, please, even women, do no shave 2018. And I want to see some results, people. I
want to see them legs.
Nope, it's not legs.
Well, because I don't think women shave their faces.
I don't know.
Okay. That's well, fine legs. Then. Do your legs then, your I guess. Legs.
Unshave them.
Legs and eggs.
Yep.
Yep.
Golden Corral?
Legs and eggs. I'll take it. All right. So, yeah, that's that. I like that. I like that very much.
I have been waiting for someone to move on to the fan question for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
We'll go to the fan question, Gage.
So the fan question this week comes from Mariah. Thanks, would Mariah.
You? Oh, sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
No, I wasn't done. Don't fucking interrupt me ever again.
Okay, go ahead.
If you'd like to hear your question on the show,
please
send it in. You can send it through our Facebook. Let us know through a message or when we post asking for questions. Just throw it in through there. You can send it anonymously. Can't fucking talk. Through the email. You can also leave it on our website with the feedback area. You can send it to us on Twitter. All these places. Get it at us.
If you're not trying, you're dying.
If you're not fast, no ass.
Mm.
No fast, no ass.
Right. So her question is, would you rather have the worst hangover? Oh my God.
You're
that's
right? Worst hangout.
All day. I haven't been able to speak all day, so I knew we were going to do the podcast. I'm like, I'm so afraid to do the podcast thing. I'm not going to be able to get through it.
Go ahead and
it's like my tongue's drunk and that's it. Would you rather have the worst hangover of your life or go to church for 8 hours in one day?
So is this like church or is this like, because basically going to church for 8 hours a day is like Bible camp or like church camp.
As a church kid.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Start the day with a morning prayer, read the Bible, go on a
hike,
Jesus walk.
There you go.
We just walk on water? Or...
Yep.
No, it's a place Kanye West Jesus walks with me the whole time.
Ooh.
And it's like, I don't know the words, but I guess it's inspiring.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you go into the church building, sing your songs, do your dances, hear the message, and then cry yourself to sleep.
you're a goddamn sinner. Out of those two, I'm picking the 8 hours in a day because I've had some pretty shitty hangovers.
Yeah, I'm picking the 8 hours in one
and
day.
And I don't want to see if those were either my worst ones or not by having one worse than that.
Well, the thing is the 8 hours in one day, you still get to eat.
Yeah.
You're not throwing up.
The hangover, you always have that empty feeling inside, like nothing's making it better.
You're not comfortable in your skin. You're not comfortable in your skin.
Yeah.
You feel like
being hungover is the fucking worst. And I haven't missed that part of not drinking at all. So to have another hangover would kill me.
What do you mean that? You're super drinking all the time.
Oh, I'm a little bit drunk.
So with a hangover, go with like, because like when I drink a lot, I can't sleep that night.
Oh, I pass the fuck out.
See, I do too. I can't sleep.
And then I wake up and I'm like, why am I sweating? Why am I cold? Am I had the flu? No, I'm hungover and I hate everything and I want to throw up and die.
Because the worst hangover I've ever had lasted 2 days.
Damn.
Well, that could be it then. It has to be worse than that.
Church for eight hours.
100%.
Yeah. No doubt.
And mine lasted a whole day, my worst hangover.
Yeah, I've had a two-day hangover, though.
I'm absolutely taking this hangover.
Why?
Why?
What?
Why did you ask us a question when we asked you a question?
What?
Well, so, look.
I hate all of you so much.
I don't want to sit.
Say it.
I don't want to sit in a room for 8 hours and have somebody lie to me.
No. It's not. You're not in that one room for 8 hours.
No. So if I'm at church for 8 hours, you can't eat in a church.
You for sure can. Communion. No.
They feed you skin of Christ or whatever.
Literally, the skin of Christ.
One little like fucking wafer of quote unquote bread and cranberry juice. I mean blood. Wine. I mean blood.
There you go.
I can eat whatever the fuck I want when I'm hungover.
Listen, it's either those 8 hours of that person lying to you, or it's the 12 hours beforehand when you're on that drinking binge where you're lying to yourself. Like, yeah, I could have another shot.
Yeah, but
wake up dead.
Look, listen. So if you have a hangover, that means you had a great time last night.
Not always true. Were you at my 24th birthday?
If you have to go to church for 8 hours, you have to go to bed early. You got to wake up. You got to get dressed.
Let's say you wake up with your hangover and you're in bed with some girl that you don't know, that your friend woke you up and took a picture of you and said, "Hey, this is what you did."
That sounds too real to me.
Named Cody.
I mean, you know, things happen. And you know, that's fine.
Because with those 8 hours, you're actually doing something. You're not just laying in bed. Yeah, there's songs and dying.
You can sing and dance.
What do y'all do when you have a hangover? Just lay down and die?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm functional.
No.
The worst hangover.
No, the worst one you've ever had.
The worst hangover I've ever had, I threw up 12 times that next day.
I would never want to do that again.
No, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
I think my high score is...
High score?
6?
And it's fine.
Yeah, mine's about 6.
It's not that big of a deal.
That's a big deal.
I picked my girlfriend up from a party.
I don't get immobile.
Hungover,
yeah. I don't get incapacitated. I just like feel like I'm sick.
I feel like I should be hospitalized.
I picked my girlfriend up when she was throwing up real bad, and she was hungover and throwing up till 9 o'clock at night the next day.
That's how it works.
Nonstop throwing up.
Yeah, usually, if I have a hangover, I don't feel better until the next day. Yeah. To where I go to bed and come up again. I'm like, okay, things are fine.
I'm going to give you all some tips right now. When you're hungover.
You didn't tell me about Pedialyte?
When you're hungover.
Drink a glass of water.
Listen.
For every beer you drink.
You go to Arby's.
Nope.
You get the half-pound roast beef sandwich.
Nope.
And a big old Dr. Pepper. And you're good.
See, those greasy food things never work for me.
Yeah, you're just going to get the meat sweats and then shit and throw up.
Yeah, and I don't want to shit and throw up at the same time again. So my friend was like, "You're super hungover. Let's go to Waffle House." And I was like, "All right, I'll get Waffle House." And I tried to eat Waffle House, and I'm like, "This is fucking disgusting."
Waffle House is disgusting on its own.
But it's like that greasy food thing. Everyone's like, "Get greasy food, you'd be okay."
You go to McDonald's, you get a Coke from McDonald's. It heals everything. It heals all.
That's true.
And then you get chicken from McDonald's.
I lost my watch. It's scared.
And you will be good to go in like 3 hours.
Jared's fucking idiot.
Ian saw my realization on my face when I realized that I didn't have my watch on and I feel like I'm naked now.
I've never seen you get that scared.
Hey, for everyone at home, he looked at his wrist, saw that he didn't have his watch, and went,
like it unlashed itself and ran off somewhere.
So, church, and Jared's hangover.
What if you're hangover, you lost your watch?
Oh, shit.
What if you're hungover and you wake up at church?
So, like, quick question.
Yes.
If you drink, is your hangover worse if you drink beer or liquor?
Beer.
Yeah, I can never tell the difference.
I want to say it's
they
beer.
Usually do both.
I think that mine's all
beer. I've only ever had a hangover from beer.
Well, no, I'm not saying like liquor before beer, you're in the clear and all that shit.
No,
I'm
like if you're drinking nothing but liquor and nothing but beer, which hangover is worse?
I don't think that there's a difference.
Mine is beer. Dude, I have the worst hangover I ever had. Any hangover I ever had was on beer. But I've gotten so drunk on liquor.
I actually think I usually feel better after beer.
No, I'm the same way with beer. I would say beer makes me worse.
Yeah.
Because beer, you need more of it to get drunk.
But then again, I also drink a whole fucking bottle of liquor. That's probably why I feel like I'm dead.
And then you put the bottles on your head.
Horns. I drank more liquor than beer than I've ever drank in beer at one of the 4th of July parties. And the next morning, I woke up and I was fine. And I was like, oh, I have to go throw up real quick. And I threw up one time and I was like, I'm good.
Sorry, I mean, you're mixing it with anything?
No.
Okay, because I feel like when I drink liquor drinks, it's all like, you know, there's juice involved.
Well, no, now I
dehydrate you even more.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, now I do. Like, I'll have like a Coke and rum or something. But it feels like it takes more liquor to get me drunk than beer. Like, one beer, as you guys saw from the Christmas party, gets me pretty drunk.
You were drunk.
Did you eat that day, though?
Yes.
Okay. See, I...
But liquor, it takes me a few drinks. It took me 3 Long Islands to get, like, as drunk as I was off 2 or 3 beers damn, at the Christmas party.
What's fun is having, half a case for dinner and not eating and then dying the next morning.
Speaking of eating, I forgot to eat today, and all I've had today was a couple of sugar cookies and a piece of chocolate.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
All I've had to eat all day is 3 pieces of bologna and 2 pieces of cheese. I'm so hungry.
Oh, my God. Why the fuck did you eat bologna?
So I'm going to Buffalo the Wild Wings.
Now, Kyle's right. Why'd you eat bologna?
But yeah,
still had the wax on it.
Summer sausage are high.
But yeah, I would much rather be in church than hungover. So, as all of us have seen, and I have read, because I don't watch movies.
The expert.
I read all the spoilers, so I pretty much watched the movie. We're in that movie place. All right, so we're in the place. We're in that place. And you guys really, Gage, really wants to talk about this movie. Spoiler alert.
Full on spoiler alert. If you haven't seen The Last Jedi,
put your dick away.
This is the Star Wars movie.
This is the
new Star Wars movie.
Yes.
So, Gage, since
you're... No, keep your dicks out. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Keep your dicks out.
Can we do, like, a time code? Like...
I mean...
Skip forward to...
Fine, I'll edit in me saying whatever.
Okay. Sure. I'm just...
Okay.
I don't like that idea. I like it to be a mystery.
Okay.
I don't want to fuck this movie up for somebody.
No, yeah. I'll add it.
I want Gianna to fuck this movie up for everybody.
Well, you didn't want to see it in the first place, and you made us tell you about it.
No, nobody told me about it. I fucking looked at the spoilers, and I was like...
Okay. He did research for the show. Anyway, if you... The time code's going to say right now, so skip ahead to this time if you don't want to be spoiled.
Hey, if you don't want Star Wars The Last Jedi is spoiled for you, skip to 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 40 seconds to this podcast. Really, skip there right now, because we're about to spoil the fuck out of this movie. So go there now. Also, hey, make sure you hit that subscribe button while you're doing it. It's right down there somewhere. Or it's on that page. So skip to that part if you don't want spoilers.
Spoiled bitches.
Snape killed Dumbledore.
Oh, shit! Thank God I just watched Harry Potter. Like, just caught up on that series, like, a couple weeks ago.
I never watched Harry Potter.
You're not allowed.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, magic and witchcraft.
So, The Last Jedi.
Yes.
We're in that movie place.
Yes.
I don't want to go too long, but we're going to air some grievances here.
I need to get it off my chest because it's been weighing heavily on me for 2 weeks.
This movie sucks ass.
It was not that bad.
It wasn't that bad. It was okay.
It sounded like shit.
It was
I really enjoyed it.
Okay, tell me. I want to hear the good things. What good thing did you read, Ian?
Nothing.
All right. Kyle? Yeah, get your notes out because I heard these before the show started.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll talk about some good things. They kept with the whole, the Master Jedi is a pussy.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. You know, Yoda ran away from everybody and hit on Dagobah.
Right.
Obi-Wan hit on Tatooine and changed his name.
Yeah.
Luke hit on an island.
Right.
All the Masters are always pussies. So they kept with that. That was okay. Han Solo was still dead.
Yep.
So that was good.
Spoilers for the Force Awakens.
If you've gone this far, then, like, what are you doing?
That's pretty much all I got. Oh, Princess Leia almost died, so that's good.
She should have died.
She should have died. I agree 100%.
Whatever.
Well, she died in real life, so it's a win. Good.
Wow. Skate fast to eat ass, right?
2018.
Kyle.
So I don't really have any good things. All right. Oh, wait, wait, no, I do, I do.
Sure.
The light speed scene.
Damn,
was probably the coolest thing I've ever seen in a movie, ever.
Yeah, I read about that, but I didn't see it, so it's not that cool to me.
Because when I saw it, it was completely silent. Nobody said a fucking word, it was amazing.
I think someone in my theater went, holy shit.
See, yeah, the second time I saw it, the dude behind me went, oh my God.
Yeah, but because when I saw it happen, I was like, oh yeah, why haven't they ever fucking done that before? Why haven't they ever hyperspeed through another ship?
Yeah.
And it was just fucking cool. And you're right, it was
fucking
amazing. The effect of not having music, you know, it's really peaceful and like the space is floating around. You're like, God, that was fucking dope.
But Jared, didn't you say some people were complaining
about that? So there were movie theaters that I guess had to... What?
I thought this was the good part.
It is. This is
the good part. Yeah. But no, there were some movie theaters that had to put like disclaimers at the beginning of the movie saying, hey, at this time in the movie, it's not a mistake on our part. Like, the audio's not broken because it's dead silent.
Yeah.
And apparently people were complaining, oh, the audio went out. The audio went out. What happened to the movie? And I'm like, you didn't get it.
Fucking idiots.
But explosions in Star Wars and lasers. But yeah.
Can we talk about the really cool lightsaber fight that was in the movie? Oh, wait, no, we'll save that for the bad stuff, because that shit never happened.
Oh, bullshit.
There was one cool lightsaber part.
What part?
The part where Rey and Kylo are fighting with each other against the red guys. Mm-hmm. That part was pretty awesome.
I meant
that
lightsaber fight, where two lightsabers are fighting against each other.
Okay. I mean, real, technically. They're kind of lightsaber.
That was another good semantics. That was another good part. That scene is really cool, and it's shot really well, and it's a nice scenery, the red room that they're in. Everything's really cool about that room.
The part where Kylo was struggling with one of the guards.
Yeah,
she undid the lightsaber and threw it, and he just
got him in the head.
Ignited it right through the dude's face.
It was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Other good parts.
Yeah.
The movie was shot really well. I thought it was edited really well.
So Captain Phasma died.
We don't know
she'll
that.
Be back again
I hope she died, because I think that was a stupid gimmick to begin with.
She just showed up out of fucking nowhere, which is weird.
Who's Captain Phasma?
The silver stormtrooper.
Silver because she's the boss of the, you know, just different.
But you actually got to see what that does. It, like, the blaster just, like, I am as fucked up.
She got fucked up, so it don't matter. She got hammered in the mouth.
By what?
By Finn. By Finn's big hammer.
Wow.
No comment.
That fight was fun, though, too.
Nope.
Sure
it was. It was. Nope. Yeah, it was. Finn's cool. I don't know.
If you have the chance to kill him, just fucking kill him. Don't be like, it's got to be.
I enjoyed the movie as a whole. But I have some issues that I don't necessarily have with the movie as much as I have with the feeling that the director of this movie pretty much just said, hey, J.J. Abrams, fuck you.
Yeah. Before and after.
Because all the stuff that we were given in The Force Awakens, like all the questions we left that movie with, we were what's happening? Blah, blah, blah. What's going to happen with Snoke? Who's he? Who are Rey's parents? Yep. Like, I'm excited for this. And then in this movie, it's like, oh, Snoke's going to get cut in half because he wasn't paying attention to the lightsaber right next to him. And then Rey's parents are just nobody. Whatever.
But that was the problem with this movie, where it was like all those questions have been answered basically. So now
in the last movie, we're
only left with Rey and Kylo Ren, and it's like, okay, well, there obviously that's the fight, and that's how this is where it ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's where the Skywalker Solo.
So
line ends.
What I'm hoping for, and kind of my, because as Kyle and I talked about this, you don't see anything about the Knights of Ren.
Nope.
In this movie,
sure.
So what I'm like really, really, really hoping is going to happen is that in the cutscene, like the opening scene, Kylo's going to be like, oh, I guess I'm going to be all right now. And he's going to be okay. And then the Knights of Ren are going to be the big bad.
Okay.
And it's just going to be a giant fucking lightsaber fight. I'm like wishful thinking
about
things.
Was his name Kylo Solo?
What? Ben Solo.
Ben?
Why does he call himself Kylo?
Because he's an emo kid.
Probably the same reason Anakin started calling himself Darth Vader. His name's not Darth Skywalker.
It's not?
Whoa, spoiler! Oh, wait, no, I should have fast-forwarded.
The Leia scene's fucking terrible.
It was so bad.
She Mary Poppins Dow.
Yeah, she was thrown into space, and I'm like, that's a nice way for Carrie Fisher to be out of this series. She's in space, she's floating, it's peaceful, the music's nice, everything's good. And then she wakes up in space, frozen, and she's like, I'm a wizard, and she flew into the ship and was like, I'm okay, but I'm in a coma. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? How does she fly just now? No one saved her. And everyone else is just dead from that scene. Because, they're all dead except Leia.
Yeah, because Ackbar dies on screen, which is really shitty.
The Force is in everyone.
Bullshit. Then why shouldn't everyone have been saved?
That's called a cop-out.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why they're doing the whole, like, the Force isn't specifically with the Jedi, it's with everybody.
I get it.
That's okay, but, like...
That's totally fine. I'm okay with that.
It's really shitty.
But you can't have seven other movies where Leia does nothing of the sort, and then... four. She's in four movies.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Four movies where she does nothing of the sort, and then in this movie she's like, oh, yeah, I can fly in space and breathe in space and stuff.
She knew when Han Solo died, she felt something. And sure. Then when something happened to Luke, I want to say in Return, something happened. But, like, I don't know. I don't know. Snoke pisses me off the most, though.
Because he died? Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. Because he's just, like, no explanation of who the fuck he is. He's just, like, a guy.
And he's just dead.
And he just dies by something pretty stupid and definitely that...
Super noticeable.
Should have known. Like, how do you... As somebody who is so in touch with the fucking dark side,
sure,
not notice this is happening.
There was
right,
like,
next to you.
Multiple instances in this movie where things happened like slightly to the left that if someone else would in the movie would have just seen, the movie would have been shorter. Because like when the escape pods are leaving the main ship that they're all on, they don't see them from the ship view because they're like, oh, we're not tracking this ship, we're not tracking those ships. But there's a guy on the command center who 2 inches to his left could just see the ships if he would just look and be like, oh, they're getting away. That we should just shoot at them. Why didn't they fucking do that? Why did they need to capture Benicio Del Toro's character and have him trade in Finn and dumbass Rose for that information when they could have just looked left?
What about the whole entire Finn and Rose scene?
Dumb!
I hated it so much.
The whole character of Rose was a fucking throwaway.
Do you guys
not
hate
even
Rose
important.
More than Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, kind of.
Not really. I mean,
no, and I do, and Jar Jar Binks, sure, he's got like the racism overtones, whatever the fuck. I don't care. Rose is such a throwaway character that doesn't matter because she's a janitor on the fucking ship who apparently knows how everything works and is just like, oh, I'm a master idea lady now. I have to go with Finn and I have to be a part of this. And then they go to the casino scene, which isn't important at all.
Nope. Irrelevant.
Totally irrelevant. She has
But BB-8 does shoot coins out of himself. He's a Bitcoin dispenser at one point.
Still dumb. She has that terrible line where she releases all the horses and then Finn's like, hope it was worth it. And she does the last one and she's like, now it was worth it. There's your fucking Disney moment. And then later she saves Finn's life in the fucking salt planet. And then he's like, why did you do that? Or something. She's like, you can't always, you know, hate everything or we can't do this out of hate. We got to do this out of things we love. And then kisses Finn. I'm like, why do you need 2 Disney moments between the characters? Why is it so important? There is no connection of love between the two. She just fucking kissed this guy for no reason. And then how is Finn able to walk 3 miles dragging Rose away from the giant cannon thing back to the base without dying? He just fucking drags her for 3 miles. This movie is fucking awful. It's so bad. I don't know how this fucking made it out. It was worse than episode 3, which I thought episode 3 was okay. It was almost as bad as episode 1.
Wow.
Yeah, this movie was fucking awful.
That's my favorite one.
Shut up.
episode 1 was good.
It's not good.
What was bad about it?
The whole movie?
Well, it's totally, like, the things that are introduced in episode 1 kind of ruin Star Wars for everybody. Metachlorians, of course, Jar Jar Binks, obviously. And then, like, the pod racing, they spent way too long on pod racing. Pod racing's a cool thing. They spent way too long on it. Way too long. But here, the prequels did give us cool things. Like, Qui-Gon Jinn was awesome.
The whole Senate shit. Who cares about that?
Darth Maul was awesome. Obi-Wan was awesome. The music from the prequels, some of the best music in Star Wars ever.
Duel of the Fates.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Fucking great song. But the prequels are shit.
I wish Darth Maul would have lasted longer.
If
you
watch
the like TV show, he's
he didn't die.
Yeah, they gave him spider legs or something.
Yeah.
He's like half robot in the TV show.
His brother's cooler anyway.
He didn't die because of hate.
Sounds like episode 9 or 8.
Hmm. It was just such a bad movie. Mark Hamill's terrible in this movie. He's
Mark Hamill talks
about I thought he was pretty good in it.
No, he's just fucking bad. The delivery, everything he did in that movie was awful.
What about the funny joke scene where he threw the lightsaber over his shoulder?
Dumb! What a fucking dumb way to bring him into the movie right there. Dumb.
Yeah, it
and it felt, that was like classic Disney humor. Throw the lights over on my shoulder. And then Finn, when he's introduced to the movie, the first thing he does, oh, I'm going to do a physical pratfall. And falls out of fucking bed. He's walking around naked through the fucking ship. And they're like, oh, Finn, why aren't you, you're not wearing any clothes. And I'm like, where is this coming? Who wrote this shit?
They were just doing the same thing of him. It was like, well, I gotta leave. I gotta abandon everybody else and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was shitty.
God damn it.
So
where I don't think they should have switched directors. I think J.J. Abrams should have just done all three.
Didn't J.J. Abrams like not want to do the second one?
I don't know how that went.
Yeah,
but he
did the first and the third.
They liked, the studio heads liked this movie so much that they gave Rian Johnson, the guy who directed this, his own trilogy.
Yes.
He gets his own three Star Wars movies to do.
Wow, what a nightmare.
Why?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to go fucking see those too. Star Wars? I don't fucking know.
It's going to be like a completely new, like somewhere off, somewhere else in the galaxy or whatever.
Are there Jedis?
We don't know. Probably not.
Well, it's not Star Wars, the Jedi's.
It's going to be the time between episode 2 and episode 3 of Obi-Wan and Anakin, but it's going to be in the same vein of Dude, Where's My Car? So they're just going to be stoners who are just kind of getting around.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, is that your braid? No, it's my braid. No, it's your braid. So, quick little dumb story. When I was watching it the first time, there was a dude vaping in the theater.
Hell yeah.
No, he wasn't doing Matrix. But like, I would just catch whiffs of like cotton candy or something like that, and I noticed he was just like blowing it into his shirt, which was kind of respectful. But I'm like,
I mean, I get it. At least he was thought about it. But yeah. Don't fucking vape in a fucking movie theater.
I know, it was fucking stupid.
So much more I didn't like about this movie, but I feel like I don't want to go too long with this.
Yeah, I've already been here for a good like 15 minutes, maybe.
God damn it! This movie's so bad.
All in all, I did not think that the movie was that bad.
What would you give out of 10?
I enjoyed the movie. 7.
A solid 7.
A 7.
Okay.
I enjoyed the movie. I didn't like, I wasn't upset that I went and saw it the first weekend that it came out. I wasn't at all upset that I went and saw the movie. I was upset that all of the things, like I said earlier, all the things that I was looking forward to in this movie were just explained in such a lazy fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's Snoke? All right, well, we're just going to kill him in this stupid fucking way.
We don't
have
to explain
way.
Anything, yeah.
Who were Rey's parents? Oh, your parents are nobody.
They sold you for alcohol money.
Like, it's just like, all the stuff that was built up in the first one, well, not the first one, but in 7. Force Awakens, yeah. All the stuff that was built up so well and had me, like, really excited for this movie. And then I get to this movie and it's just like, well, there's that.
They spend a movie and a half wondering about who Rey's parents are, and they just find out they're just no people. They're just nobodies. They're just fucking smugglers.
But then also on that note, do we think that that's actually true?
I don't think it is.
I think it was just a ploy for him.
Because I heard the director say like that's literally the last thing she needed to hear at that moment. That's why her parentage is so shitty because.
Wait, I don't know who told her that.
Kylo Ren.
The bad man.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't buy into it. I don't think that's the answer. I think they find out it's Luke in the next movie or something. Something like that. I don't know. There's got to be a payoff somewhere. Or they'll just be like, oh, everybody hates our idea. She's Ben Kenobi's daughter.
Even though he was celibate forever. Yeah.
I give this movie a 4 out of 10. This movie serves zero purpose in the Star Wars movie. This movie could have been 15 minutes at the beginning of the next Star Wars movie and would have served its same purpose. Literally nothing happened. Other than the death of Snoke and Luke. That's it.
So how did you feel about Luke? Like the way he went out?
I thought it was dumb. Okay. I don't like the whole like projecting yourself. Mm-hmm. Just a new thing, apparently, that people just, you know, like, I don't...
Accepted.
It's just like, there's so much already that we've established with Jedis that things just start happening now. And mm-hmm. I don't like read the books or anything. So if that's already exists somewhere, fine. Then I'm okay with that. But then, like, they're in, like, the locked-in area, and then he just shows up, and he's, like, he's well-groomed, he's well-dressed, and he just shows up randomly in a back room, and like, oh, we have this locked up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, like, in the theater, I'm going, how did he fucking get in there? And then he leaves, and then Poe Dameron's like, how did he get in here? I was like, that's what I'm fucking trying to figure out.
Did you notice that he looked younger?
Yeah. No.
Okay, he looked younger.
The same way as when him and Kylo had that encounter.
Really?
Yeah, in the flashbacks.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah. But...
That being said, Poe Dameron's one of my favorite characters in all these movies.
Who's Poe Dameron?
Oh my god, the
X-Wing fighter. And that was another thing that pissed me off. Why didn't the commander lady tell Poe Dameron what the fucking plan was? When, like, that's the guy that's commanding your fleet, kind of, like, he's, like, your head dude. Tell him your fucking idea, and the only reason he's mad at you right now is because you won't let him in on what's going on. Why is this a secret to him?
I don't know. I would give this a solid 6.5.
I might give it a 4 out of 10. I'll be with Gage on this
one. My boy.
It sounds like shit.
You haven't even
seen it. It sounds like shit, though.
I can tell you all about it. I'll act it out for you.
Paint me a mental picture.
Later.
All right. Well, that has been That Movie Place. I hope you guys hate this movie. Bye.
Feel so much better now. Like
I'm glad,
man.
So we don't have to get in the car this week.
Thank fucking God.
I know.
Cause there's no more football games to pick.
Yay.
I do want an update on the standings.
I'm free.
Wait, jingle time.
Oh, you're yeah. Free. Here's the Sack Zone limited edition short version.
Just play like really fast or something.
That's what I was gonna say, and I'm mad that you said it. So last week, week 16, Ian went 3-1, Kyle went 3-1, Gage went 4-0, I went 1-3, further deepening my hole.
What did you go?
Easy, Jarrett.
1-3. So
you poor guy.
As a reminder, week 17 picks. Panthers, Falcons. Ian picked the Falcons. Kyle picked the Panthers. Gage picked the Falcons. I picked the Panthers.
So is that the one I lost?
Cowboys, Eagles.
No, these games haven't happened yet.
Oh.
Cowboys, Eagles. Everybody picked the Eagles. Kyle, Ian, and Gage. I picked the Cowboys. Raiders, Chargers. Ian and Kyle picked the Raiders. Gage and I picked the Chargers. Texans, Colts. Everyone picked the Texans except for me. I picked the Colts. And then Titans, Jaguars. Ian picked the Titans and the rest of us picked the Jaguars. Current standings, Kyle is 35-19, Gage is 33-21, Ian is 31-23, I am 22-32.
Oh my God.
I cannot catch up.
No. You're guaranteed four hot dogs.
Yeah, guaranteed at least four hot dogs. That is assuming I get all of these correct.
Yeah, which you won't.
And Ian doesn't.
Well, because he picked them all wrong.
Yeah, I picked all opposite of him.
Okay.
So if I get all five right, he gets all five wrong.
Okay.
So and it's either put me, four hot dogs or nine hot
it's,
dogs.
No, it's either four hot dogs or 14 hot dogs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that's right.
A big, like, wow.
I'm not buying 14 hot dogs. We are meeting at Sheetz. You're buying your hot dogs.
Maybe $7.
It's anywhere between 4 and 14. It's anywhere in that median. So we'll find out next week at the Sack Zone.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Bye, everybody.
And then we might do playoff games.
No.
Say what are the steaks going to be for that if we do that?
Pickles.
Steaks with hot dogs on them.
Yeah, eat pickles.
Steaks with hot dogs on them.
Kyle, I really want you to. Okay, so we convinced Kyle.
No, I'm not doing a pickle. I am not eating a pickle.
We convinced him to grow his facial hair. Next step, lick a pickle.
You go straight to hell.
Kyle, I honestly think, like, I really think that Kyle's pickle hatred is so mental. He just won't give it a chance now. You don't hate pickles. You just think that you hate pickles, Kyle.
I don't like pickles, Jared.
You don't like the smell of pickles.
I don't.
No, the only reason that you don't like pickles is because you associate it with a bad time in your life.
Yes.
A bad experience you had at work once.
I'd say, I don't know about that.
It's just the smell is so bad. I hate the smell of pickles.
Plug your nose, bud.
No.
Pickles smell so good.
No, they don't.
The vinegar.
I mean, I like
Kyle, look, if I ate eel the other day, you can eat some pickles.
Are you scared of eel?
Have you ever seen an eel?
No, I haven't, Jared.
Like a slippery dick.
Like a slippery like a wet snake. Swimming sea snake.
A wet snake.
I'm not eating a pickle. Like, I...
What if I sneak a pickle in your mouth when you're sleeping?
Yeah, take a picture and with the thumbs up.
I guess I'm driving home tomorrow.
Oh, no, don't! We'll play Melee.
The only way I eat pickles is when they accidentally come on my food at McDonald's.
And then you don't eat them.
You don't even eat them then.
I threw the entire thing away.
He makes me eat his food when they put pickles on it.
That's
he
a says, weird way to put this? That.
He goes, you're going to eat this? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I just get free food because he doesn't like pickles.
I wish you could give me free food. Can I throw pickles at your food and you give it to me?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Depends what the food is, I guess.
I'm going to twist a pickle and get the juices in it.
So let's not talk about this anymore.
Anyway,
God damn it.
Damn, we are running long. Do you want to do my topic or do you want to save it?
It's up to you.
Flip a coin.
We can save it.
Hmm.
It's gonna be relevant still.
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll save it. We'll save it for next week. And I won't tell them what it is.
We did one topic today.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Damn, yeah.
No, we did Jared's.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
we did a couple.
Yeah, we did a question and that movie plays.
That movie plays took a long fucking time.
We got a lot of talking going on here.
Anything else you guys want to talk about before we get out? Something quick? Nothing?
I hope you all had a great New Year.
Yeah. Have you watched the ball drop?
Yeah.
And whatnot?
You know, that's kind of weird. Because, like, dropping is a thing of puberty for boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's like, I watched some balls drop.
Well, it's 2018 now, so hopefully they would have
dropped. If they're football, they ain't even watching balls drop all year.
It's what?
2018.
Especially if you're a Cowboys
2018?
Skate-teen?
2018.
Skate fast, eat ass. 2018.
I'd like to celebrate 2018, where I'm late to everything.
Starting off great, huh?
Yeah, you are late today.
I know. So is Ian.
No, this is a bad one. I can't do this one.
What? Do it.
2018.
Oh, shit.
Better than the one I was thinking of. So that has
What's
been...
What's that? No, I want to hear
that
this now.
That has been the Kyle? How Are You Podcast.
Kyle?
If you die this so much year, it's your 2018.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, well,
no, I am not. I am not saying it.
Say it. If it's bad, we'll beep it out.
No. No.
I'll believe it.
No.
Right. I'm not, no, Kyle, I'm not say it. It. It's either a pickle or say it.
Is it. Kyle, was it 2015?
That's what I was going to say.
2015? That's not that bad.
We can't bad. Make that. That's
we can't
bad.
Do
that's
that.
That's a bad one.
That's getting cut.
20 Snape teen.
I was going to say 20 Snape. Snape
Sapien teen?
20.
Grape teen.
20 Nate teen. 20
Rate teen. Ooh, this is the year for all y'all out there named Nate. It's 2018.
It's your year. Do
it's
it.
It's your year. Make it big. Become famous. Don't forget me because I gave you the idea.
What about 2018? Like tater tots.
Oh.
Oh, 2018.
I think it's a 2018 teen.
I did too.
Tank teen?
Tank teen.
Suns out, guns out.
Yeah.
Bang, bang. Jack Diesel.
And bang, finally, bang. 2018.
Fuck.
Don't forget all your mates.
Go
oh,
fuck.
Okay. No.
And fuck.
No, fuck on.
No, get
20
fuck
mate.
On.
Get 20
mate.
20
mate.
20 mate. 20 mate.
Get fucking.
Get to doing it. The dirty.
Skate fasty dad.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, like Kyle said, it's been the How You Do Podcast. Hope you love us or hate us.
We didn't have any new reviews to
Yeah, y'all suck.
We didn't get what we wanted for Christmas.
Yeah, you guys fucked us. You took us and you fucked us. So thank you, Chef. Stay golden. And do it for Johnny.